All right, let's check in with WOR Movie Minute Guy, Joe Neumeier. He's going to sink his teeth into a new shark movie called The Meg. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys. And this is not a boating accident, as they say in Jaws from 1975. We were talking about Oscar nominees yesterday, by the way. I just want to throw in there, people talk about blockbusters not being nominated. Jaws in 1975 was nominated for Best Picture.
It was? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, it was. Now, The Meg, the movie that's opening this weekend about another giant shark, will not be nominated for Best Picture. I would bet $1 million on that. It's a two-star movie. It's obviously, you know, a summer thing about a giant shark that is unearthed under the surface of the sea by a team of laboratory scientists, and they call in Jason Statham, who I generally kind of like as an action hero, to come and hunt it down, and there's about eight of them on this ship, and this thing is supposed to be like, from the Cretaceous period or whatever. It's just the biggest megalodon that ever existed. And who knew it was still around? Well, the producers did, and then they kind of set it loose, and it goes chomping on people at the beach. There's movie references up the wazoo. There's to Jaws, Jaws 2, Jaws 3. I think there's even a Jaws the Revenge reference in there. 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Moby Dick, you name it. I think only Sharknado is the only thing that I think doesn't get name dropped. I will say, though, that like if you're going to sit and watch a movie for 2 hours in the middle of summer and you want to cool off in the air conditioning, it's not the worst thing in the world. But I would, check your brain at the door or let the shark eat it, as the movie goes on, because it's dumb fun, but emphasis on the dumb,
Hey, Joe, do you know what movie Jaws lost to at the 1975 Oscars?
Rocky, I believe, right?
No, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, of course, one of the great ones.
That's a great movie, much better than Jaws. Yeah.
Oh, come on, Jaws is
Jaws is nice, but One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It's
a good movie, but I think Jaws holds up to better viewing than One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Cuckoo's Nest is a little dated, if you ask me.
I love Cuckoo's Nest. I also think it's one of those movies where, it was the second movie in history to win all those, the top five, picture, director, actor, actress, and screenplay. And I think it deserves it, because when you look at it, I think it does. I mean, is it a little dated? Sure. But it also is set in the early 60s from, Ken Kesey's book. And it's a fantastic Nicholson performance. And I think that, it's the one of the ones that holds up the most from the mid 70s.
Speaking of acting, how's the acting in The Meg?
Oh, God, don't even. The acting was the first victim of the shark attack. It's an international cast that's thrown in there, and then there's like Rainn Wilson from The Office shows up as sort of his character keeps changing. Sometimes he's a blowhard, sometimes he's obnoxious, sometimes he's sympathetic and kind of funny. He's the rich guy who's funding the whole thing, and it's all over the place. It's really a mess. You're really not going for the acting. There's also a very cheap ripoff of the great moment in Jaws when the dog is eaten. Remember when the dog Pippin goes? There's another little dog called Pippin here, and there's a little reference to that. It's really ridiculous. It will make you, though, say, I think I want to watch those terrible Jaws sequels, Jaws 2 and Jaws 3 and Jaws the Revenge. This time it's personal, went the tagline for that one.
Do you remember the one that Michael Caine did?
Oh, but that's Jaws the Revenge, yeah.
Yeah, so Michael Caine told me he made that movie for the money.
Right.
And he said to me, this guy's famous.
This is a great quote.
He said he never saw the movie. So I never saw the movie, but you should see the house that it built.
But I have seen the house it made, and it's beautiful.
That's right. That was crazy. Hey, The Meg isn't any good, and we always talk about Jaws, but there's one shark movie that I always thought was terrific called Open Water. Remember that one, Joe?
Oh, yeah, Open Water is good. Open Water, and you know what? Open Water is sort of fun, as is like Deep Blue Sea, which was sort of crazy with Sam Jackson in the 90s, where they've kind of given an intelligence boost to the sharks, and so that one was okay. There's also one a couple of years ago called The Shallows with, I think it's Blake Lively, as a woman who's trapped on a rock, and there's a giant shark swirling around the rock, and she's got to be able to get from the rock to the beach. Those are all okay. Yeah, and Open Water was filmed in a very realistic way. It was terrifying. So,
well, that's the one based on the true story about the couple. They were scuba diving, and the boat left them behind out in the sea.
That's
and they're just sitting floating in the sea. And as night comes on, so do the sharks.
So do the sharks.
And they begin to nip away, nibbling through the night.
Nibbling. It's in terms of the way monsters go in movies, I certainly will take a giant shark to like any of the Jason or the Friday the 13th movies or Halloween. We've got another Halloween movie coming up this fall. And Michael Myers is back. I will take a giant shark to those things any day because I think they're sort of fun. And obviously this is not, even like Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom is better than this, which I wasn't crazy about that either. So, but if you're looking for giant giant creature movies and you want to have 2 hours in the air conditioning, it's not the worst thing in the world. But
2 hours in air conditioning, that's all it's worth.
Joe, very quickly before we go, breaking news this morning that the producers of the Bond movies are considering Idris Elba to play James Bond. What do you think?
I think it's a really interesting and I think a good decision. I don't know if it's going to if the fan base is really going to care. Obviously, you know, I'm a James Bond fan, and anybody who sort of goes in deep on those Bond movies knows that there is that theory of, like, was James Bond just a code name and was it all different guys, which explains George Lazenby's line of this never happened to the other guy. I think at this point it would probably rejuvenate the series in a great way. I mean, if they're looking for ways to shake it up, and Elders is a great actor, and I think that it might really do the thing to kind of make people go to Bond movies again. So I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think it's a good idea?
Nobody tops Roger Moore in my book.
Right. Oh, really? Oh, I'm a Sean Connery guy. But I also think George Lazenby and Daniel Craig are great, too. I think Lazenby got a short shrift. He wasn't an actor, but that movie won on Her Majesty's Secret Service is great, too. So
gotta go, Joe. Thanks a lot. We'll check in with you next week. Take care.
Bye, Joe.